We're now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Ben Parkin. And Coach, you have to like, we were talking in the pregame show how came out a little slow against Thief River Falls in the game yesterday, in the first game. You come out a little stronger. You take advantage of some walks, but are able to score four runs. Gavin Lucchini has a big two RBI single, and you score a run on an error, and then also on a ground out to take a 4-0 lead in the first inning, and a much better start here today.
Yeah, it was a lot better. We showed up ready to play today, you know, especially mentally being prepared is the biggest thing, you know, and that carries over into the physical play, obviously. But we weren't ready to play yesterday against Thief River in the first game, and it showed, and it hurt us. And right away, we were down early in the game, and today was much different. We showed up ready to play. You could tell by our energy. You could tell by our infield, outfield warm-up. Guys were focused at the plate on the base paths, and it was overall a pretty good game for us.
Grayson Ecker, he was hitting the ball very well here today, and had even on his line drive to center field where he was out, he hit it very well, and he had a lot of good swings today.
Yep, I you know, move him around. You know, I usually have him three or four in the order, and typically, you don't have to have your best hitter in the three slot, but that's kind of where I think he's best for us there. And yeah, he's seen some pitches and getting some good swings, so he looks good.
Yeah, the bases clearing double, and then his next at bat, he gets an RBI single as well, so he has four runs batted in the game. He also scores two runs, so a pretty solid all-around performance for him. And then Jay Reese, he walked three times and scored three times, so he was had some pretty good at-bats there and was patient up at the plate.
Yeah, it's nice to see Jay come around a little bit. He's usually got a pretty good eye. He usually draws a lot of walks. And he's got a lot of speed, too, so once he gets on the base pass, he can be pretty dangerous, too. So it was good to see him have a good game.
Then Gavin Lucchini had that two RBI single in the first inning, and then he walked and scored a run. He was hit by a pitch and then reached down a fielder's choice, so he had four pretty solid at-bats for it.
Yep. Yeah, I like what I've seen out of Gavin lately, too. It seems like he's grown a little bit since last year, and he's taking some good cuts and getting some pretty solid balls.
And then on the mound, Gavin was also solid there. Only give up, three hits in the game, and and the defense helped him out too, but a pretty solid performance for Gavin.
Yep, that's, you know, typical Gavin. He's going to throw strikes, and he's going to, you know, give our team a chance to win every time he's out there. I liked what I saw from him last year, and he's just gotten better this year. So moving forward, I think he's going to be one of our aces.
Overall thoughts, have to be happy with the victory, 11-1.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, I think the key was just coming mentally ready to play today. That usually carries over into play, regardless if you're facing a good pitcher or a bad pitcher. You always got to come to game mentally ready to play and be in the game focused, and always be just cut back on the mental mistakes. The physical errors are always going to happen. You know, you're going to strike out, you're going to make a bad throw, you're going to miss a ground ball, you're going to miss a fly ball here and there. But if we, as long as we're in the game mentally and we're ready to play, then that's you know, all I can ask for.
Now you're going to have a busy rest of the regular season here.
Yeah, I would say. Might get a little crazy here the next couple of weeks, so hopefully hold on tight, I guess.
Everybody's going to have to make sure their arms are loose. You don't know who's going to be pitching, especially when it comes around to maybe even a Friday game after having so many games here the next few weeks. But that's what you want here. Obviously, you probably want a little bit of practice if it's nice out, but hopefully the weather will cooperate. That's the big thing.
Yeah, it was a little bit windy today. But other than that, pretty nice day. And yeah, I told the guys after the game, you're probably all going to pitch at some point, you know, in the next couple of weeks coming up here. So be ready.
Yeah, there you go. Coach, congratulations on the win and best of luck next week.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Ben Parkin. We thank him for joining us here in the post-game show. Again, the Pirates win by a final score of 11-1. We will wrap it up here. Again, the Pirates...